Cetera's parables. As it is now, this sukkah is going to be kosher. As it is now, it's kosher. So Mele Zerbono sukkah ownership. So about now, new pshat, new mahalef, anything else is okay. So Mele on a boat, it's okay. And if things drying out, is okay. And those are the how-to. Which brings us to a very, very strong question. The Gemara in Sukkot of Zayin. Gemara in Sukkot of Zayin discusses a very interesting yisoid in Hilchos Sukkah, Hilchos Shabbos, which is like this. The Gemara says, if I have something which has a status of a valid mechitza regarding one halacha, then that status of mechitza gets borrowed, gets transferred to all halachas that are negeir that day. Example, Pashut example is, halacha is a sukkah, is called a sukkah, even though it's only got two walls and a tefah. Those two walls could even have psachim, you can have parots from a baloyim. Most parots, it's mostly open, a little bit closed. The majority is open, that sukkah is a good kosher sukkah. For Shabbos to be Rosh Hashanah Yochid, you need to have Oymen Ruba Laporot, it needs to be majority closed off. If it's majority open, that's not Rosh Hashanah Yochid. From the Shabbos has to be properly closed off. Now what about on Sukkot? If somebody has a Sukkot that is majority open, does that have a status of Rosh Hashanah Yochid on Shabbos? The Gemara says, yeah, Migu, you have a Dofen in your Sukkah, have a Dofen Amilin in Shabbos. Since it's got a status of a Dofen, the Gabi Sukkah, it also has a status of a Dofen, the Gabi Shabbos. The Gemara then turns it around. It says, I've got a case where you can have a good Mechitza, the Gabi Shabbos, but not the Gabi Sukkah. Because halacha, you have to make Sukkah, you have two walls and a Tefah. But if it's made like a mob, you need two walls and four Tefahim. What about on Shabbos? Halacha is, if you have a mob, your mob is two walls, you put a lechi on one side, the lechi is a little stick of wood, tiny stick of wood on one side, that, since we all lechi Rosh Mechitza, since there's a din of a Mechitza, that area has a status of Rosh Hashanah and Manat Torah. Two walls and a lechi, status of Rosh Hashanah and Manat Torah. But for Sukkah, if you'd make a Sukkah on a Sunday like that, wouldn't be good. If two walls and a lechi, where's your three walls? On Shabbos, says the Gemara, Migdav a Dofen Gabi Shabbos, it's a Dofen Gabi Mechitza. Since there's a status of a wall, the Gabi Shabbos, it also has a status of wall, the Gabi Sukkah, and it's capacity by that. There's things, Shabbat, in Gemara there. If you make a Sukkah, also can be Mobi with a Lechi, the Sukkah is kosher. Kasha is, how can it be kosher? It's kosher for one day, for Shabbos. But on Sunday, it's going to be a Sunday wall. Got no status of a mechitza for Sunday, so it's not sukkah in the shiva. If the halacha is within the halacha, but the man, if you're the oldest, you need a sukkah in the shiva. This is not really a shiva. This is not really a shiva. Right? And therefore, there's no din mechitza. I'm asking regarding sukkah. On your sukkah on Shabbos, you can sit in it. Yeah? Well, it's got din of mechitza. Why is it got din of mechitza? Because of Shabbos, it's got a din of mechitza, so too, it's got a yom choy. If you have a sukkah. But it's only for Shabbos, it's got a din of a sukkah. Din of a mechitza. On Sunday, it doesn't have a din of a mechitza. Like you said, there's no din of a Sunday thing. It's a mela. So this sukkah is a classic case of a sukkah sheino in a shiva. It's not a classic case, sheino in a shiva. And how can it be kosher? Here, we won't have a teretz of how tzvi. That as things stand, it's okay. Because as things stand, I know that today's Shabbos, but tomorrow is Sunday. And as things stand, I know this wall will not be valid for 7 days. Without any changes, without any physical changes happening. The actual sukkah is only valid for one day. It's a pet awesome. Saw this Gemara with Mamish is spoiled from it. What's Shabbos? It's not really Shiva. But the man, if you're the whole, that has to be really Shiva. So Shabbos has a, how do you say in English, Chikava Chap, a clever chap to get out of this pressure. He says like this: this sukkah, this wall has a din of a wall for sukkah. No, doesn't have a din of a wall for sukkah because it's only a lechi. So why are we saying it's kosher on Shabbos? Since it's got status of a wall regarding Shabbos. So there's a din for sukkah. It needs to be a tefach, which it isn't. It doesn't matter. Shabbos, since it's a wool, for Shabbos it's a wool also for Sukkah. Now there's another din for Sukkah. Din of Sukkah needs to be Ruya L'Shiva. It's another din, which by Shabbos doesn't exist. It's another din needs to be Ruya L'Shiva. So it has to be a tefach, and it has to be Ruya L'Shiva. But it doesn't matter, because on Shabbos it's called the Mechitza. Migu Adavad Doifah Negavi Shabbos. On Shabbos it's called Mechitza. So we'll use that Migu to say you don't need it to be a tefach, and you don't need it to be Ruya L'Shiva. There's much more state of the Mechitza of Shabbos, but there's no din Ruya L'Shiva. And there's no din of tefach. So man, it's got a din of Mechitza. For Sukkah, there's got no, even though it's not a tefach, it's not Ruya L'Shiva, it's all okay. Migu Adavad Doifah Negavi Shabbos, Adavad Doifah Negavi Sukkah. What's our kasha? How can you say it's a mechitza? I mean, mechitza needs to be Ruya L'Shiva. But mechitza also has to be a tefach. Doesn't matter, it doesn't have to be a tefach. Why doesn't it have to be a tefach? Because on Shabbos it's okay if it's not a tefach. So maybe it doesn't have to be a tefach. So on Shabbos it's also okay if it's not Ruya L'Shiva. There's no din. Chag, Shabbos, Tassel, Shiva, Yomim. So Sukkot is such a din, not Shabbos. So it's not just for Shabbos it's okay if it's not Ruya L'Shiva. So we can borrow Shabbos to be matir the sukkah, even though it's not really shiva on Shabbos, migud abe doifen. Since it's a wall regarding Shabbos, there'll be a wall regarding the gabbis sukkah.
This migud exists on Shabbos,
right? Doesn't matter. So today on Shabbos, this sukkah is kosher. Why it's not really shiva? Because it's a mechitza for Shabbos. Since it's a shus yochid for Shabbos, it's a sukkah for Shabbos. It's not going to be a good sukkah on Sunday. And then for Zechson in Sukkah. But anyway, the Sukkah's got a problem. Doesn't have three walls. Yes, you have to know which case. You have to know which case. In this case, you're right. In this case, it would be good if it were the Shisha. A very clever chap of the Rishash. Very clever chap. What he said, as much as I'm going to say, this Migu to help out for the Tefarach, Migu will help out also the Gabi Roy the Shiva. It's a very good chap, but it's Zechon, not the Pasha Pshat. אולי מה שאתה רוצה לומר, אני רוצה לומר. אם לא, אז תגיד עוד פעם, כן? That's, I think Yankee is saying that the din of Migu is a din in Hilchos Mechitzos. If it's a Mechitza legabe Shabbos, it's a mechitza, Gabbai Sukkah. We don't split up mechitzas. It's neither mechitza, it's not mechitza. And this din of Sukkah really is Shiva, it's not from mechitzas. Sukkah really is Shiva. The din in the Sukkah has to be like the Pasuk says, Roy, to live in for 7 days. Who says there's a migu on such a thing? Who says you can say migu to be mati, just in your name, dinim? I can understand the migu to say the mechitza is a good mechitza, but to say also in your name, also I. Also, the other dinim, this basis you can say, the Chayyah Raya. The Chayyah, yeah. You have to make yourself a sukkah, Zayin Yom, it's a posuk. Posuk says, Chayyah Sukkah is Tarat Kosh Shemes Yom. Who says it? Oh, yeah. The Rav saying is to do with the mechitza, so you should be able to say migul. You should be able to say migul, which is like the Rishas says. I saw another teretz that Machreshes, I think, said. Another teretz to answer this kasha. Nachol was asking, why should it be a migul? How can the migul help? How can it be good? Yeah, how can the migul help on Shabbos? I mean, it's not Ruya L'Shiva. It's not Ruya L'Shiva. So how can that help? The Machesh is in the Shash somewhere else. Shash somewhere else says this din of Sukkah Ruya L'Shiva is not a din in Schach. The Schach has to be Machim to be there for 7 days. The Mechitzes is no din that has to be Ruya L'Shiva. So man, even though this Migul, this wall is going to be not good the next day, the Deke din is the Schach, Hashem is Schach, Kuri Sukkah. So Meila Deke is the Schach. Doesn't matter if the walls are not Ruya L'Shiva. That's his territory.
Okay, so the Elam
Oh, so schar has to be something which can make this mocker, can shelter me in this area. So in the case of the Iran, since I can't go in the area, so that schar is not able to shelter me. So it's a sign in the schar. So one of the Rishnei Schaim also says this there. All these mahalchim, half a second, so I'm going to come back.
Yes, right.
No, because you need to have some sukkah.
All these ma'achim which we've seen, we've seen a whole bunch of different ma'achim, all very nice and fancy. I saw one shot, again, I was able to receive the shiurim of Abbas Ariely, one shot which makes all these kashas start, and perhaps that's what Yankees are coming to as well. Sukkah Ruhi the Shiva says Abbas Ariely in me, says sukkah Ruhi the Shiva means a sukkah that is fit for you to live in. That's what it means. Sukkah Ruhi the Shiva means, is it fit for me to live in? Is it right for dearest Arai? Is it right to fit it to live in? That's the Yisrael of Sukkah Ruhi the Shiva. So Melina says of Osha, if so, this sukkah that's got a lechi, I can live there. Maybe it doesn't have kosher mechitzas, but I can live there. It's royally dear, it's got a nice cover, closed off from two sides. I can live in such a matzah. So it's royally shiva. I can live there. I can live there for 7 days. I can live there like that. For 7 days, I can live there like that. What do you say? There's a problem. You don't have din mechitzah. Say that. Migu will help me out for that. Migu will give it a din mechitzah. So today, I'll have a good mechitzah. So today, I'm closed off. What are you going to say? For tomorrow, I'll have a mechitzah. But not badly, because sukkah Ruhi the Shiva never meant that I had to have a mechitzah for 7 days. Or even schach for 7 days. Sukkah Ruhi the Shiva meant that I have to be able to live here for 7 days. That's sukkah Ruhi the Shiva. Once you hear such a vort, Yanki, that's Mustama what you meant? Yeah. Once you hear such a vort, then all the kashas, if not all the kashas, fall away. The case of a man that became a Yehuda. Right. Right. The case of a man, a Yehuda, on a tree. So that mokum is not a place where I can live. I can't get there. It's not a place where I can live. Such a sukkah is not Ruhi the Shiva. So Rav Yehuda says possible. Man says it would be possible just as Rabbanon. So you could really live there. Just Rabbanon, that's why you can't. If the schach's drying out, gives it up your gimel, doesn't stay me living. So man, it's Ruhi the Shiva. I think he said, I want to check out, I forgot the manager. I think he said that even to explain the sukkah of the boat, that the boat collapsing. Even then he says Ruhi the Shiva because the boat I can live on. I just won't have any mechitzas, but the boat is really shiva, the boat I could live on. You have nothing. So that's already more of a chiddush because Iran says you need mechitzas nikoris because the diran requires mechitzas nikoris. So it's very much harder to say that. I think he did say even in that case. If he didn't, so we'll say the other teret for Sidach. He has it to answer on the boat. But that's his mahalach to explain what's shat in sukkah really shiva. Sukkah really shiva means, is it shaykh to live here for 7 days? If it is, the sukkah is kosher. If it's not. So the mela, if I have a sukkah that's going to dry out, that's the case of Daf Yud Gimel, or a case which the Gemara talks about Daf Yud Gimel, also, you make a sukkah from a behemoth that's going to die during the 7 days. So also there, the Rishash and Ansach, about what about, it has to be Ruhi Shiva. But the Rishash doesn't have to be Ruhi Shiva. That sukkah, it is Ruhi Shiva. If I make a sukkah in a place, where my may die of animals, and animals gonna die. Going to die during the 7 days. Doesn't matter. Because this sukkah is the real Shiva. I can live it. I can live it very well. I can live it. So it's really Shiva. So may not be Rav Asher, every single question which we have brought from the different Gemaras is all Miyoshiv. And it's Shazar and Nachas. Yes, so climbing a tree. So that mocking, the floor of the sukkah, you can't live on. Because you can't get on Shabbos. So that's not really Shiva. That's not really Shiva. But every other case is.
It's shared with the Roshan. The Roshan of Pasuk is Sukkah.
Chag HaSukkah says the Roshan.
Sukkah HaRayishiva.
Right.
A Sukkah HaRayishiva.
So what's, how do you define a Sukkah? So a Sukkah really, I mean, how do you define what you are? So HaRayishiva means the Sukkah that's fit to live in for 7 days.
Not
we all understood, all our friend understood. It means a Sukkah. Like you say, like a Sukkah that's fit for 7 days. He's saying, no, it's a royal, it's a fit to live in for 7 days. I found that very hard to say. So it doesn't, maybe we'll have to explain like the Achiezer, that the Shabbat Sinai, as it is now, it's okay. But definitely the case of Migu, that's how we answer them. We give an answer that way. So, enjoy your last coming out of Sukkot.
Oh, yeah.